knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that love is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Hi. Are you alone?
I certainly am.
Good. Then you won't be needing this chair.
Jack, am I glad to see you?
Sorry, Larry. I'm broke.
I don't want anything from you, Jack. I'm giving.
What are you giving me, Larry?
My blind date. She'll be here any minute, you lucky dog.
Funny you should mention date and dog in the same breath.
Excuse me. Listen, Jack. Her family is loaded, and my Aunt Harriet says she's beautiful and smart and a bundle of laughs.
Well, if she's so great, why aren't you going out with her?
Because I have another date with Peaches.
Peaches? You mean cling Peaches?
Yes, sir. So you see my problem.
Well, why come to me?
Because everybody else said no.
Oh, great. So I get stuck with her, huh?
I knew you'd understand.
You know, Larry,
thanks a lot, pal. I really appreciate it. Listen, her name is Denise.
Denise.
Yeah, I told her I'd be sitting on the first booth on the right. You won't regret this, pal. I promise.
I hope you're right.
I am. Besides, what's one wasted evening?
Larry. Give me another beer, please.
Thanks.
Excuse me.
You don't need any excuse.
Larry?
Yo, you just missed him. Oh. Wait. You can't be Denise.
Why can't I?
Because I don't have that kind of luck. Hi. My name's Jack Tripper. Larry asked me to meet you. Won't you sit down over here? Larry came down with something at the last minute. Some kind of bug that's going around.
You mean he got a better offer?
He couldn't have.
Come on.
No, I mean it. You're very, very pretty.
Please.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Oh, no, I didn't mean please stop. I meant please go on.
Oh, thanks. What do you like to drink?
Champagne. But I'll have a beer.
Bless you. So, Denise, what do you do?
On the first date, nothing.
I meant for a living.
I'm an interior decorator.
Well, I can believe that. You've improved this place already.
So, you tell me about you.
Well, there's not much to tell. I'm just your average guy who's warm, loving, sincere, intelligent, compassionate, and tremendously fearless.
You left out humble.
I don't like to boast. Listen, how come a beautiful girl like yourself goes out on blind dates?
Well, this is my first one. I didn't know what I was missing.
Can I... Excuse me. Thank you. What are you doing tomorrow night?
I have a date.
Oh.
With you.
Terry?
Huh?
Terry, what do you think that we should serve to Denise? Pie or cake?
The cake.
You don't like the pie?
Serve the pie.
What's the matter with the cake?
Serve them both.
You are no help to me at all.
Janet, what are you so nervous about?
What do you mean, what am I so nervous about? Jack is bringing a girl here.
So what?
So what? Terry, how can you say so what about a girl that Jack has been seeing every night for a week? A girl he can't stop talking about.
Janet, you know what you sound like.
What?
His mother.
Oh. Don't be ridiculous.
It It's just that... Well, dear. Jack has got his whole life in front of him. I mean, he could ruin it by taking up with the wrong kind of girl.
Tell him he's grounded.
Okay, I'll tell... Smarty. Ooh, I don't see how you can be so calm about the whole thing.
Well, because I don't see any reason to be so nervous.
It's right up here, Denise.
Oh, I really, really, she's so fine. It's my hair.
I thought there wasn't anything to be nervous about.
Come on, let's try and look casual.
Right.
Okay.
Well, here she is.
Hello, I'm Denise. Oh, don't tell me.
You must be Janet.
Oh, yeah.
You're even prettier than Jack said.
Well, thanks. And, of course, you're Terry, a nurse. What a wonderful thing you're doing with your life.
Why, thank you. And you're just as wonderful as Jack said you were.
Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah.
Here we all are. So why don't we sit down?
Good idea.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you so much. So gracious. Here, girls.
Okay. Yeah, how about something to eat? Some pie or cake? Both. I like her.
Isn't she wonderful?
So, Jack tells us that you're an interior decorator.
Yes, and I love it. You get to spend the whole day shopping and someone else pays the bills.
Cheer up, Jack. I like her, Jack. I like her.
You like each other? I knew you would. Listen, excuse me. You kids talk. I gotta go get dressed.
Isn't he just a big kid?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't he? But don't worry. I'm working on it. Oh? Well, I think there comes a time when a man should grow up and behave like a responsible adult. Don't you agree?
Well, I suppose, but he's awfully cute, isn't he?
Yes, but you can't go through life being cute.
Don't tell that to Donnie and Marie.
Let's go, Denise. I don't want to miss that Bogart film.
Film? Oh, Jack, I forgot. Daddy made reservations at the Rossfield Country Club.
Oh, okay. Rossfield Country Club, huh? Well, I better put on a jacket.
And a tie.
Why? Who died?
Silly Jack. He's going to take more work than I thought.
My, Denise, Jack meeting your father. Well, that sure sounds serious.
Could be.
Yeah?
I really like Jack. He could amount to something with the proper guidance.
Denise, is this okay?
Much better. Sorry, girls, we're late. We gotta run. It was really nice meeting you.
Oh.
Bye. Bye. It was very nice meeting.
Denise, the wonderful Denise. Did
you listen to that?
Do I have a choice?
Day after day.
Denise, the wonderful Denise.
Terry, he's not even dependable anymore. Jack was supposed to take me out to lunch yesterday. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the phone rings. It's Denise. She's got an emergency. She wants Jack to come over, and out he goes.
Well, if it was urgent.
Urgent, my eye. It was nothing. She's got this little dog, a basset hound. She wanted Jack to come over there and take it for a walk. I hope that little basset appreciated it.
Well, I guess that's love. We'll just have to live with it.
I'll try, I promise. But I tell you, if I have to hear one more time, isn't she wonderful? I think I'm going to scream.
Well, what do you think?
You look like a dish of spumoni.
Thanks, Pumpkin. Denise put this whole thing together for me. She has so much courage with color.
Courage? You're the one that has to wear it.
She's made a new man out of me, I'm telling you. Isn't she wonderful? Are you okay?
I stubbed my toe.
What are you doing with those jeans?
No, I'm giving them away. I've outgrown them.
Denise doesn't like jeans, does she?
Well, she says they're unimaginative and boring. I can't argue.
Unimaginative.
Boring.
Woo boy.
I get it. Denise.
Yo! Hey, guys! Woo! Oh, hi, I'm sorry I didn't see you.
Hi.
Love your jeans.
Jack, I've got great news. Do you remember how we talked about not making any long-range plans until you got established in your career?
And you understood. Isn't she wonderful?
Jack, I've got one word for you. Cardboard.
What a word! Cardboard, isn't it? What about it?
That's my father's business, remember?
Oh, right.
He says there's a place for you.
Manufacturing cardboard boxes? Well, gee, Denise, I'm a chef.
Father doesn't mind. What a sport.
I don't know anything about boxes, except that they're so square.
Jack, I'm only trying to help. I don't want you to work those long hours that chefs do. You'll be an executive. You'll have your own office, an expense account. We'll travel.
You know, I don't like to interrupt. I wasn't to interfere, but somehow I just can't see Jack making cardboard boxes.
Well, not right away, but he'll get the hang of it.
At least it's worth considering.
Consider it, Jack. Then we can get married like we talked about.
Married? You talked marriage?
Well, Denise brought it up, and I didn't want to interrupt her.
Jack, you do want to get married, don't you?
Well, not today.
Not today, silly Jack. We can be married in 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Three weeks?
Well, I know it seems like forever, but there's just so many things to be done. Well, you don't mind waiting, do you?
Oh, no. I'd rather wait.
Good. Then we're engaged.
Well, how do you like that? I'm engaged.
So am I. Well, look at them, darling. They're so happy for us, they're speechless. Aren't you going to wish us luck?
Tons of it. Congratulations. I'm sure that you'll be very happy, Jack.
You too.
Well, of course we'll be happy. I'm getting a wonderful husband, and Jack's getting what every man dreams of. A brilliant future, a career, security.
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
Jack, we're going to have such a big, beautiful wedding.
Oh, Denise, does it have to be a big wedding?
I'll take care of the wedding. You just take care of the honeymoon.
Oh, okay. You know, this might sound old-fashioned, but I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls.
I was thinking Hawaii.
What a great idea! There's water there, too. Because it's an, you know, it's surrounded by water.
Listen, I want to go freshen up. I'll just be a minute.
Isn't she...
Please
don't say
it. What? Jack, I think before you get married, we should have a little talk.
Don't worry, Terry. My father gave me that little talk before I went into the Navy. So, I don't... Good God. Larry, I better get my sunglasses. I got great news, Larry. I'm getting married. Why? Why? What do you mean, why? Because I'm in love.
You gotta have a better reason than that.
Often, Larry, haven't you ever thought of getting married?
Yeah, but the rabbit got better.
Larry, you know...
Terry and I need to talk to you out in the kitchen for just a moment.
Yeah. What for?
Because we need to plan for Jack's bachelor party.
Yeah. Why can't I listen?
Why? Because it's a surprise.
Yeah.
You can't help that.
Bachelor party? Wait a minute.
Jack's really getting married?
Yeah, and that's not the worst part.
Of course it is. Who's the girl?
Denise.
Denise?
Larry, she talked Jack out of being a chef and into making cardboard boxes. Now you've got to help him.
I don't know anything about making boxes.
Larry, come on.
Denise is trying to make something out of Jack that he isn't, and he doesn't even see it. She's going to ruin his whole life. Now, Larry, you've got to talk him out of it.
Why can't you girls?
Because we're not as good at that sort of thing as you are. I mean, Larry, you've got the mind for it.
Tricky, devious, underhanded.
Thank you.
Will you do it, Larry?
Well, if you have that much faith in me, how can I say no? Follow me.
Got it.
But please, hold the applause. Jacko!
Oh, Larry, I'd like you to meet...
You don't have to tell me. This must be Denise.
Larry, how nice to meet you, finally.
Yes, my loss. But it all worked out for the best, did it not? Congratulations.
Thanks, pal.
I hear you're going to be a regular Jack in the boxes. Oh, I can see you right now with your trusty little stamp. Use no hooks. Do not crush. This end up.
What a challenge. Yes.
But you don't have to give up cooking altogether. I mean, when you're at the factory, you can always make box lunches.
Larry, why don't you just cool it?
Now, Jack, where's your sense of humor? I think he's very funny.
You do?
Larry, I want you to know that you are very dear to us.
I am?
Well, if it hadn't been for you, we'd never have met.
Well, yeah, that's...
I want you to think of our house as your home. You're always welcome.
Our house?
We'll be living with my parents. I want you to feel free to drop by, use the horses, the pool, the cabin cruiser.
Cabin cruiser?
It sleeps six.
Six?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'd like
you to drop by and meet our house guest. I think you'll love her.
I will?
Well, you know the movie Ocean View?
Yeah.
She was the girl on the beach.
You mean the one with those great Danes?
I think the two of you will get along beautifully.
I will be there.
Larry! Larry!
Oh, sorry. My blessings to you both.
Precious little wahinis.
Well, you certainly sound happy.
You're darn right. I pick up my marriage license today.
Today?
Yeah, just as soon as Denise gets here. Girls, just think. In 6 days, 12 hours, and 36 minutes, I will be on my honeymoon.
Jack, have you thought about what you'll be doing?
Oh, yeah.
She means afterwards.
More of the same, I hope.
Jack, I'm talking about your life. Yeah, you're starting a whole new career, Jack. A whole new way of life.
Well, I owe it all to Denise. Isn't she wonderful?
Janet, you ought to take something for that.
Tiki, tiki.
I'm going to go get dressed. See you later. Hello.
I guess he didn't get the point. He's so far gone, he wouldn't get the point if he sat on it.
Okay, time to stop being subtle, Terry. We're running out of time.
You're right. No more beating around the bush. We can't let him marry Denise.
Right, we have to go in there and tell him that he's making a terrible mistake.
Right.
Okay, come on.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, God, let's do it. All right, we'll be okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Oh, look,
Janet! What's wrong with you?
Janet,
I'm getting dressed.
It's all wrong.
No, I always dress like this. First I put on my socks, and then I'm...
No. I mean this wedding. You're marrying the wrong girl.
What?
Oh, Jack, she isn't right for you.
Janet, Janet, I really never expected this of you.
Expected what?
You're jealous.
Who is? Of what?
But Janet, I'm getting married and you're not, so naturally you're...
Oh, Jack! Jack, Trevor,
Janet!
Let me tell you, this is just a really amazing little thing.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, is Jack here?
He's in the bedroom with Janet. I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Give me my pants!
I'm not finished yet.
Come on! Denise will be here any minute.
Well, she can have you when I'm through.
Janet, will you please drop it? Give me back my pants.
Oh, okay. But I'll tell you something, Jack Tripper. You have definitely disappointed me. Hello, Denise.
Denise, I didn't know you were here.
I guess not.
She heard you in the bedroom.
Oh, well, Janet had a little problem, but it was nothing important.
Jack, if you and Janet have a thing going...
What? Me and Jack?
We don't have a thing going.
It's all right. What you do before we're married is none of my affair.
Wait, I told you there's nothing going on.
Jack, you don't have to lie.
Lie?
I think we better leave.
Not a chance.
Wait a minute. You think that I would... honestly fool around a week before we're supposed to be married? What kind of a person do you think I am?
Jack, forget it. It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
And it will matter to me after we're married. Believe me, I'll keep you on a short leash.
You what?
Now we better leave.
Not a chance.
Until then, you and your two little playmates will just have to be a little more discreet.
I can't believe you just said that. You think that they and I...
Jack, it's not important. Let's just forget the whole thing.
What a great idea.
Good. Now, about the wedding.
No, I mean forget everything, including the wedding.
You can't mean that.
Would I lie to you?
Jack, I don't think you realize what's involved here. I don't even know if Daddy can get his deposit back from the caterer.
Goodbye, Denise.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Denise!
I hate your jeans.
Somehow, I think she'll get over it.
How about you, Jack? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Hey, Jack, you did the right thing.
I know.
Oh, she was so wrong for you.
You girls knew that right from the start, didn't you?
Well,
yeah.
Then why didn't you say anything? All right, is that okay? Well, yeah, thank you. Okay, bye. Oh, I was the travel agent. I just canceled the honeymoon trip.
Oh.
Come on, it's okay. I'll wait for Niagara Falls.
Aww. Hi, Jack. How do I look?
Hi, sailor. New in town?
I am all set to board that Sleep 6 cabin cruiser.
Larry.
Had a tough time rounding up 5 dates, but I did it. Filled every bunk.
Larry. The wedding is off.
What? Denise and I broke up. Broke up?
Yeah, she was all wrong for Jack.
Oh, yeah, she would have ruined his life.
I thought it was for the best.
Well, then, that's all that matters. It's lucky you found out in time, pal. I'll just go upstairs and change into my civvies.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.